This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Martinez Live.
Science and logic do their best to tell me how, but they fail at telling me why. I need someone bigger, someone that loves me, to talk to me. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. A love so bold to see a revolution somehow. My hands are ready. My feet are ready. My heart is ready. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. A love so bold to see a revolution somehow. Now I'm lost in your freedom. And this world I've overcome. My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead. Surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb forevermore.
Bill Martinez live.
It's Good Friday all over America, ladies and gentlemen, and I just couldn't think of a better way to start out the show than to hear the theme song from God's Not Dead 3. This is the third installment of this movie that is breaking out today, A Light in the Darkness, as we come together and remember a significant day all over the land, Good Friday. And we've got a special treat for you as we talk with Carl Gallups. We're going to be also going to the vault and pulling out Tony Campolo. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
A revival. Say it one more time.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hear what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Good Friday here all over the place and around the world at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me a line, we'll always love to hear from you. You can email me direct, NSA approved, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It is Good Friday, a historic day, really, when you think about what happened over 2,000 years ago. The single most event that has changed the world, and regardless of what some would want to say and want to ignore, you cannot ignore. I don't know how you can. But you have to be absolutely blatant about it. And this is the question that will be asked of all of us in that final moment, in that confrontation with God. And he will ask you, what did you do about my son that I sent to redeem you? Carl Gallups is with us, the senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. My good friend, Amazon top 60 best-selling author. A conservative talk radio host heard nationally and internationally, also a prolific TV, radio, and print media guest commentator, a former decorated Florida law enforcement officer as well. Carl, honored to have you with us. This is, you know, a special day for us as it leads into the most special of days, and that's Easter Sunday. But Good Friday, an incredible day in history, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. Hey, thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be with you, brother. Mm. By the way, good preaching you were just doing.
Well, I tell you, we opened it up. I don't know if you heard, but they did a remix of God's Not Dead, which is phenomenal, which is, you know, for the new movie that's breaking, it's coming out today. And we talked with David A.R. White, and he's going to be on later on this morning with us as well. David is a producer. He's an actor, you know, with PureFlix. Just done an incredible, you know, contribution to Christian films and the body of Christ with his heart toward God. But what the Newsboys have done with this new remix is just special. I'll tell you, it's I hear it, Carl, and it's just it chicken skins me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I've seen the trailers. Yeah, I know. I do understand. I've seen the trailers. My wife and I are going to see it tonight after my own show. So
yes.
I'm really looking forward to it. I've heard a lot of great things about it. But no, listen. You know, the bottom line is, and you've been talking about it. Let me just reiterate. It's good for people to hear it over and over again because the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the centerpiece of the gospel. It is the apex. It is the exclamation point. Now, listen. Truly, after the resurrection. Still, monumental prophecy was fulfilled regarding the gospel. The gospel burst forth because of the resurrection. So 50 days afterwards, the church was born at Pentecost. The Holy Spirit was given. The gospel was proclaimed for the first time after the resurrection, the completed gospel. 3,000 people were saved. The church was born and burst forth. And by the way, it burst forth and was born on Pentecost, which was a Sunday, the Lord's Day. Pentecost, the celebration of weeks, was scheduled by the feast of the Lord in Leviticus to be held on the first day after the first Sabbath. Well, to the Jew, the Sabbath, of course, Saturday,
right.
The first day after is Sunday, the first day of the week. And that was the day that the church was born. It was the day the first gospel message was preached. It was the day that the first people were saved in that gospel message. It was the day of the pouring out of the Holy Spirit of God. But it all happened. Watch this. Because of the resurrection. Now, what I want to say, this is important, and I want your listeners to listen carefully so that they don't misunderstand me. If it hadn't been for the resurrection, the cross would not have meant anything.
That's right.
Now, that sounds like heresy, but please hear me. The cross is precious. The blood of Jesus is precious. It is without the blood of Jesus, there is no salvation.
Mm-hmm.
But the point being, from the earthly vision, from the earthly realm, there had been many religious leaders that had been crucified and or had been stoned or had been run out of town or had been maligned and put to death. But the difference with Jesus is that he told us, he told his disciples, he told whoever would listen for 3 years prior to the event,
right.
Not only that he would deliver himself to the cross, but that 3 days later he would rise from the grave. Not only that, but the scriptures foretold of his crucifixion. Psalm 22, they have pierced my hands and my feet. Isaiah 53, he was pierced for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, crushed for our iniquities. Zechariah 12, you will look upon me whom you have pierced in that day. You will mourn for him as an only son. On and on these prophecies continued about the crucifixion and the piercing of the hands and the feet of the Messiah. And there are even prophecies about the resurrection in the Old Testament, not only the resurrection, but that it would be on the third day. Psalm 16 talks about how the Holy One of God, the Messiah, the Christ, will not see decay. And of course, every ancient Jewish writing and even the scriptures bear it out that in that day, the Jews understood, that ancient world understood, that it was after the third day when decay set in. And so if the Holy One would not see decay, that means he would rise from the dead before the fourth day and on the third day. That's why Jesus waited till the fourth day to go to the tomb of Lazarus. So, because he told Mary and Martha, he said, look, roll back the stone. They said, but it'll stink by now. What the point they were making is decay had started to set in. Jesus waited purposely so that there would be no mistake that this was not some trick that everyone could smell death when the stone was rolled away. They knew it, but yet this man would come out alive. So the point being that if he had just died on the cross and gone away, and they had taken his body and put it in the grave and everybody could gather around it today, he would just be some religious leader that made some claims. But the point is, not only were there prophecies about all of this, not only did he say them over and over and over again for 3 years, to his disciples particularly, but even to those that were his enemies, that he would rise on the third day, but he pulled it off, presented himself alive, and not just to a handful, to maybe thousands over the 40-day period. We know that he appeared to 500 at one time.
Yes, exactly, right.
Yeah, the scriptures tell us. And then we know there are many other appearances to groups of disciples and probably appearances to other crowds as well, because even the Gospel of John says that there were so many things that happened after the resurrection. John said, I can't even record them all. There were miracles that occurred. He continued to heal. He continued to work miracles. I mean, this is unbelievable, brother.
It really is.
The calendars of the world, it changed world history. It changed the course of discussion to this very day. this course of discussion of Jesus, the cross, the resurrection, the gospel, the New Testament, the scriptures. It is the debate of the world. The only name, a religious name used as a curse word ubiquitously around the world is the name of Jesus.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you think about that.
I mean, this, what we are celebrating is the exclamation point at the end of the sentence. It is the centerpiece of all that we stand for as Christians, and it is why we say that Christianity is unique among all faith systems.
Carl, like you say, what other religious leader has even come close to the miracles and the punctuation point that Jesus has left us with? Our conversation continues. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Joy to the world. He is risen. Hallelujah.
VenusLive.com.
Hey, whether online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country or around the world via shortwave, we welcome you all as we celebrate Good Friday here with my good friend, Carl Gallup, senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. He is also a talk show host himself, an Amazon Top 60 best-selling. I love bragging about my good friend. he is so dear, and you know, God brought us together many years back, yeah. And I've been eternally grateful for this. And for this day, I was sharing with Carl, you know, one of the visions that God had given me, and I know this might be a little bit of a problem for the ladies of The View because they don't quite understand it, sadly. But God does give you visions, and he does talk to you. It's just whether or not we're listening. And one of the things that God had shown me was that, you know, to use this platform to bring pastors, people of faith, on the air and to share them with you and share what God is showing them. Carl is one of the rare brothers that I know that is such an honor because every time I talk with Carl, I know that he's been in the throne room of God. If you can understand and grasp that concept, you know, because sometimes we're so busy and, you know, we think, oh gosh, I'd love to be in the throne room of God. But what are you doing to honor, you know, to honor that opportunity? You know, do you take the time? Are we so busy about, you know, being, human doings that we're so involved in the doing of our life that we're just not being. And God has given us so much for us to be, all that he's called us to be. But if we're not connecting and we're not listening, we miss the signposts, we miss the turns that we're supposed to make. Today, Carl, I'm glad that you're here with us to talk about Good Friday. And some would say, Good Friday, why is today Good Friday? I mean, Good Friday was the day that our Lord was sacrificed on the cross.
Yeah.
Why is it Good Friday?
Well, thank you. Yeah, listen, I want to share something that people debate this in the Christian world about, you know, upon which day was Jesus really crucified? And the argument goes that, well, if he was crucified on Friday, then he could not be in the tomb for 3 nights and 3 days, no matter how you do the math. It just doesn't work out. So was he crucified on a day, you know, some maybe Thursday, maybe Wednesday? And there are all kind of theories all through the Christian world. But here's the deal. First, let me begin by saying the absolute obvious truth, and then I will answer the question straight from the scriptures for your listeners. The bottom line is, this is Good Friday, because either Jesus was crucified on this day, which would make it Good Friday, and or this was the first day that he was in the tomb, which is the beginning of the promise of the resurrection, which is the centerpiece of the Christian gospel. So that's a good thing. This is Good Friday, one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Now, let me say this, because I want to be very clear about this. I am not dogmatic about this to the point of breaking fellowship with believers in Christ. The bottom line is, he rose from the dead.
Right.
The bottom line, he rose. Mm-hmm. And the Lord's Day, Sunday, is the day that we celebrate that, because Mark 16:9 says it succinctly, quote, when Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, comma, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, comma, out of whom he had driven 7 demons, period. And then it goes on to talk about the things that happened. Now listen to that again. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week. Now, the first day of the week in the Jewish mind is Sunday.
Right.
Now, he rose early on Sunday. Now, here's where the problem occurs, Bill, is that we now live in a Greco-Roman world with a Greco-Roman calendar and time system. But 2,000 years ago in the New Testament, and your listeners that are not familiar with this, they can research this, that they will discover that I'm speaking the absolute truth here, that the bottom line is that the ancient Jews measured time. See, we end one day and start the next day at 12 p.m. midnight, right?
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
The ancient Jews did not do so. They ended one day and started the next day at what we would call 6 p.m. at sundown. They didn't have the 6 p.m., 5 p.m., 8 p.m., but at sundown, okay? And so that was the end of the 24-hour cycle. Now, the hours began at 6 a.m. the next morning as calling it the first hour of the day. That's why it says Jesus was, crucified. And then in the sixth hour, in the ninth hour, he cried out and said, "It is finished." Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you count down, 9 hours from 6 a.m. and you have about 3 p.m. So that they went by the hours and the days. See, their days overlap what we would call our days. Mm-hmm. So if I speak of it strictly in our days, all right, and taking into account how the Jews measured time. Now, I know people listening on the radio, some people's heads are already exploding. This is so confusing.
Yeah.
Well, but it's really not. And again, if you were looking at a chart that I could graph out, you would see it clearly. But let me just do it like this. So you've got the scriptures declaring clearly early on the first day of the week. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just call that Sunday, okay, which it is, the first day of the Jewish week. But knowing that it's Sunday, the first day of their week started at 6 p.m. on what we would call our Saturday, then that means he could have risen from the grave on 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. of Saturday morning, and it would have been early on the first day. Or it could have been right before sunup, right before 6 a.m., because that was the first hour at dawn. So when they went to the grave, it was right as the sun was coming up, and the tomb was empty. The stone was rolled back. But the truth is that the scriptures say that he rose sometime early on the first day of the week. Now, over and over in the scriptures, and your listeners may not be familiar with this, a lot of Christians are surprised when they research this.
Mm-hmm.
It does not say that Jesus would be in the grave three full nights and three full days.
Exactly.
If you did that by the Jewish way of reckoning days and then extrapolating it to our time, it would really turn out to be three full nights and 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
But what the scriptures say is after three nights and on the third day he would rise from the dead. Well, now that we know that he rose early on the morning of the first day, all you have to do is count back, brother.
Right, exactly.
So, and here's the deal. Watch this. He was crucified on Thursday afternoon. He gave up his spirit at 3 p.m., and I'm extrapolating it to our time, 3 p.m. By 6 p.m. that night, the Jews were sitting down for the Passover meal. Okay, and which was
all critical,
all
the Passover, all pivotal, and when you understand what events and how they had to take place, this is why Jesus' body had to be taken down before Passover, right?
Exactly, because Jesus is the Passover Lamb; he is the fulfillment. If he was crucified on Friday, then he was crucified after Passover.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
but no, he's the Passover Lamb. So watch. If he's taken off the cross at 3 p.m., put in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, Thursday night is one full night in the tomb, Friday night is the second full night in the tomb, Saturday night is the third full night in the tomb, and then early Sunday morning puts it on the third day. Here's why.
Exactly.
From Thursday night to Friday night's one day, Friday night to Saturday night is the second day, Saturday night till sometime Sunday morning is on the third day, which is exactly what the scripture says. After three nights in the tomb and on the third day, he rose from the grave. And Mark 16:9 says Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, which would be corresponding to our Sunday morning. So it's really clear. The scripture says it clearly. The formula is there, but the bottom line is Jesus rose from the dead. Today is Good Friday because all kind of good things were happening.
Exactly. And a little bit later on, we're going to be hearing from Tony Campolo that it's Friday, but Sunday's coming, Carl.
That's right.
And, and the tomb is still empty, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
You got it.
I love it.
God bless you. Carl Gallup's on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Get ready for Easter right now at Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with promo code Easter. With an extra 20% off, Girls Carter's dresses are just $17.60. Van Heusen dress shirts are $27.99. Elsie Lauren Conrad dresses are also just $27.99. And Samsonite carry-on luggage is $103.99. Plus, you'll get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 29th through 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
It's the way you like us, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Glenn Stanton is joining us now, the Director of Global Family Formation Studies that focus on the family. Glenn, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. It's Good Friday all over the place. And, you know, I'm glad that you were able to be available to come on and talk about this incredible event that happened over 2,000 years ago and the unimaginable hope and impact that it has for all of us, even in this 21st century America.
Well, I mean, it really is. And you said this incredible event. I mean, it's unarguably the most remarkable event in the history of humanity. It really, if you will, divides the calendar. We mark time with before it and after it, and that is that God came down to be among us, to, you know, go from being God to lower himself to be fully human while still being fully God. And not only that, but on Good Friday, to give himself up for us completely, like nobody else has ever done, to die for us, and not just die, but die on a Roman cross, mm-hmm. in just utter humiliation and pain and suffering, and to do it for each one of us. I mean, every listener, if they were the only one that existed in the world, Christ, you know, God incarnate, God in man, would have gone to the cross and suffered and died for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's the best news that anyone can ever imagine, and that's the Christian story.
Yeah, you talk about equal opportunity in the context of today's vernacular. There was no exception. It wasn't like Jesus went to the cross only for the Jews or only, you know, only for black people or, you know, it wasn't demarcated. It was for everyone. And it wasn't, you know, for the one that sinned not as bad or one that was, you know, maybe holier than others. It was right across the board, wasn't it? This is why the answer still remains to this day at the foot of the cross, does it not, Glenn? I mean, for all the chaos and things that, you know, we've been at points in history, we say, oh, gosh, I've never lived in such chaotic times. Jesus remains the answer, because when you go back of the timeline of human history and you see all the things that happened, you know, just as we just immediately go into reverse here, the world wars that have taken place, you know, the human decimation, the illnesses, I mean, on and on that have taken place. Jesus has been there right with us every step of the way throughout every event in history, and the cross continues to have its impact.
Well, and that's right. I mean, it's really what puts all of that right, and it's what gives us hope. I mean, first of all, and very few of us really appreciate it this way, is at the center of the Christian story is tragedy, is suffering, is, you know, great evil, and that is Christ on the cross. And, you know, as we will note today as Christians, Jesus himself says, my God, it's the first time that he calls his Father in that, you know, not personalized name of Father. He says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Mm-hmm. That when we look at a great tragedy in life, we know that God himself has gone through tragedy, God the Son and God the Father. And so it's not like we serve a God who cannot relate to our suffering, who cannot relate to tragedy, who cannot relate to great, unimaginable difficulty. The God of Christianity absolutely can. You know, if we were to ever say to him, why did you let this happen? Why did you let this happen? You know, he'll say, let me tell you what happened on Good Friday. And let me tell you what my heart went through and what my son went through. Christianity is not a kind of pie-in-the-sky faith. It is a real-life faith that deals with great joy, that deals with great suffering, that deals with great pain, and it does all of that together in one faith. And that's why, as a Christian of more than 30 years, I mean, it illuminates for me just how wonderful and how true and how real Christianity is because of all those things.
You know, Glenn, you bring up an important point here, and I don't know that we've thought about that, is what the Father must have thought at that moment when Jesus realized that he had to turn away. I mean, the grief the father had to, you know, realize that his son, his only begotten son that he sent with a purpose here on earth, everything that was ugly and evil about the world was on him. And he was, beaten beyond recognition. All that he had to endure for this sacrifice, this perfect ultimate sacrifice for all of mankind. What was in the father's heart at that moment to turn his back on his son? I mean, you and I in a human context, would we ever turn our backs on our son?
Right, and Bill, that's the thing that I get reminded of is, and I and you are not better fathers than the father. I mean, it's not like he could stand to do it, but we couldn't. How much? I mean, the father and the son had been together and communed even before the foundation of the world, even before Genesis 1-1, if you will, you know? And at this point, there was some sort of division between them. And part of the story is, you know, that we read on Good Friday, the son was the physical son, in the sky, was darkened. And it was dark for 3 hours, just kind of representing this disconnection, if you will, between father and son. I mean, there is no story that has that kind of drama in it that is that intense. And it's real. Like you said, it's not just a story.
Mm-hmm.
It involves the heart of a father, our divine father, and the heart of God's only son, Jesus Christ. And it's right after that that he says, "Why did you forsake me?" that it says he gave up his spirit and he died. I mean, tremendous, tremendous drama and story on Good Friday that we celebrate today, and it's all absolutely true. It actually happened one real day more than 2,000 years ago.
Exactly. He's the director of Global Family Formation Studies that focus on the family, Glenn Stanton. Glenn, God bless. Happy Easter to you. Happy Good Friday. Wish you all of God's blessings upon you and your family and focus. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Yeah, here it is. Good Friday. May it be all the best for you as well, and a life-changing event that continues on to this 21st century and throughout human history. It is 18 before the top of the hour.
Get ready for Easter right now at Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with promo code Easter. With an extra 20% off, girls' Carter's dresses are just $17.60. Van Heusen dress shirts are $27.99. Elsie Lauren Conrad dresses are also just $27.99. And Samsonite carry-on luggage is $103.99. Plus, you'll get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 29th through 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters. Odor Eaters is back with their fun yet stinky annual Rotten Sneaker Contest. All participants at this national contest are raising a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children from across the country competed at this year's contest, hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not, for a chance to win the national title and $2,500. But only one lucky pair of Rotten Sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belong to Hunter Ham from Eagle River, Alaska. And, while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find yet a new foul scent on every sniff. Rachel Hirsch, PhD and expert of smell.
This year's participants really moved the bar up even higher. We all know kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids have a talent.
For more, visit odoreaters.com.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
He's alive. He's alive. He's
we're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're going to the vault as promised to bring back Dr. Tony Campolo, probably one of the most classic Easter sermons I'd ever heard. I remember the first time I heard this, I said, wow, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. It has so much application because for many of us, we may be looking at a Friday when things do not look well, in much the same way that the disciples saw Friday, being disappointed and thinking, what is going to happen now? But little did they know, Sunday is coming. And for us as well, we can be reminded when we hear this that whatever Friday we may be faced with, Sunday's coming. Here's Tony Campolo. Remember.
I belong to an African-American church because living in West Philadelphia, as I have over the years, my church lost all of its members as the community changed racially. Black people moved in and the white people moved out. And when the church was about to close, my father said, well, we've got to find another church. And the nearest Baptist church, because we're Baptists, was African-American. So we went there, Mount Carmel Baptist Church. And old Dr. Huggard would have us do this preach-off once a year. And white people don't even know what they are. You get about six, seven preachers, and you preach back-to-back. It goes on and on and on for hours. And you know how you're doing in my church. One time I was preaching in my church, and nothing much was happening. I knew I was dying on my feet, and some lady on the last row yelled, help him, Jesus, help him, Jesus. And I knew my sermon wasn't going over well. Likewise in my church, when you're really pumping on all cylinders, the deacons sit right up front, right underneath the pulpit. And every time you say something good, the deacons yell, preach, brother, preach, preach. You know, I would do great if I just could take my deacons with me anywhere, because they encourage you beyond words when you're preaching.
Yes.
And the women in my church, they put one hand in the air and they go, well, that's all they do. Well, you get 67 women going, well, every time you say something good,
yeah.
Your hormones bubble.
Oh, that can move something.
That's right. And the men in my church, when you're really delivering the word, or as they say, have gotten down, they'll stand up and yell, keep going,
keep going, baby. Keep going. Keep going. They'll stand up and point at you and yell at the. I don't get that from white people.
Yeah.
White people look at their watches and say, stop, stop. But in my church, it goes the other way. Well, we were having our preach-off. There were seven of us preaching back-to-back, and it was my turn.
Wow.
And I don't want to brag, but I was good. And the people were yelling, well, and preach, and keep going, and I feed on that. Mm-hmm. The more they did it, the better I got. The better I got, the more they did it. I want to tell you, I got so good, I wanted to take notes on me. When I finished, that place exploded. There was cheering and clapping. I sat down. My pastor hit my knee. He said, you did all right. You did all right. I said, Pastor Egert, you're next. Are you going to be able to top that?
How do you follow that up?
Yeah, he said, son, sit back, because the old man is going to do you in. I didn't think anybody could do it that day.
Yeah.
That sucker got up, and he did me in with one line over and over again. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Doesn't sound like much, but you weren't there. He started off nice and soft. It was Friday, and the Satan seemed to be in control. Jesus was dead on the cross, but that's because it was Friday. Sunday's coming. Friday. Friday, people are saying, as things have been, so they shall be. You can't change things in this world, but they don't know. It's only Friday, he yelled. Sunday's coming. The people are going, preach, keep going. Friday. Friday, they're saying darkness is everywhere and hopelessness and despair is ruling the world. But I'm here to give you the good news. It's only Friday. Sunday's coming. The people are cheering like mad by this time. He went on and on. Friday, Sunday's coming. Friday, Sunday's coming. He got to the end of that sermon, and he just yelled at the top of his lungs, Friday! Without hesitation, that whole congregation yelled back, Sunday's coming! And that's the good news. As much as there is despair in the air, as much as it seems as though we're losing ground to the forces of darkness, I've got good news. And it's the good news of my pastor. It may look like everything's lost, but it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. We've got a God who can turn things around.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Tony Campolo, Professor Emeritus of Sociology in Pennsylvania. Dr. Tony, the kingdom of God, that's what Jesus preached.
Yeah, it's, you know, if Jesus had to reduce his message to a soundbite, that would be it. The first words out of his mouth in Matthew, Mark, Luke, the first words are, I have come to declare that the kingdom of God is at hand. You can't have the kingdom without kingdom people. Sometimes mainline churches forget that. They want to change the world, but they have forgotten that before you can change the world, you've got to change people. The kingdom of God is transformed people living in a transformed society. It's a society in which government, in which the economic system, in which the educational system, the recreational system, all things function in accord with the will of God. But you're not going to have that kind of society unless people themselves are transformed. And there are a lot of characteristics of the kingdom of God. One is justice for the poor and the oppressed. That people's economic needs are met. That people are not seduced by a consumeristic society. But there's a big theme that I preach a great deal. And that is the kingdom of God is also a party. And I'm sure you were going to drive to that.
Right, that's what Jesus knows how to party. I mean, after all, and like you said, the stage is set. I mean, we're reminded in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, everything operating in the rhyme and reason that God intended it to be. What more could you want?
I want you to add one more thing.
Okay.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
Yes.
The kingdom already exists in heaven. God's will is done up there. The question is, does he have a people? And are you and I willing to become some of those people who will work to see that his will is done on earth as it is in heaven? We dare not pray for the kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. We dare not pray that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven unless we ourselves are willing to submit ourselves to that end. When I say party, every time there's a response to the gospel, it's party time. You think of Zacchaeus, the little man. Everybody hated Zacchaeus because he was a tax collector that ripped people off. Jesus comes marching down Main Street, and the crowds line the sidewalks, and they push little Zacchaeus, he's a shirt guy, into the background. And you know the song from Daily Vacation Bible School. He climbs up in the sycamore tree, for he wanted his Lord to see. At last the Savior came walking by,
And he yells, "Yo, Zach, come on down. We're going to your house today. We're going to have a party." So the next time they ask you, "What time is it?" you say, "It's party time." And it's the same with the prodigal son. Remember the boy that takes half of his father's money and goes off and spends it in riotous living, ends up feeding the pigs. You know what that meant in the Israeli world, in the Jewish world, to feed pigs. And he would love to have the slop that the pigs are eating. And he says, "I don't have to put up with this. There are guys that work on my father's farm that live well. I know what I'll do. I'll go home and I'll ask my father for a job on the farm." Well, if you're going to go home after blowing half of your father's income, you'd better rehearse your speech. And all the way home, the kid's rehearsing it. "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against thee. I am no longer worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of your hired servants." The Bible says, and the father saw him when he was a long way off and runs out and throws his arms around his son. And the son starts the speech. "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against thee." The father's not listening. "Bill, go get some clothes. This kid's in rags." The son's saying, "I am no longer worthy to be called thy son. Harry, get a ring. Put it on his finger. Bill, go out behind the barn and there's a fat calf. Kill that sucker. I am no longer worthy to be called thy son. Knock it off, son. You're home. We're going to have a party." So the next time you ask what time it is, you as a Christian ought to say it's party time.
Party time.
Jesus says whenever anyone comes to know him as Lord and Savior, that the angels in heaven have a party, celebrate. The kingdom of God is marked by celebration and joy. To become a Christian is not to be some deadhead, boring person, but to come alive in the joy of what God is doing in the lives of people who surrender to him and in the world that is being transformed by those people.
Amen. Dr. Tony, it seems like the signs that we're talking about are coming soon and very soon these days.
Yes, and we need to look at both sides. Jesus, when he talked about the end times, gave a wonderful parable. He said it's like this, that the kingdom of God is likened unto a man who plants wheat in the field. He sows wheat seeds, and the wheat begins to grow, and the evil one comes and sows tares, or weeds, and the weeds begin to grow alongside of the tares. And the servants come to the master and say, "What should we do, pull up the weeds?" He said, "You can't do that without destroying the wheat. Let the two grow up together, and come the harvest, we will separate the wheat from the tares, and the tares, the weeds, shall be thrown into the flames." The point of the story is clear. The tares, which Jesus specifically says represents the kingdom of evil, is growing stronger and stronger every day. You can't pick up the newspaper without being aware that evil has never been more prominent, that corruption is never more evident, that the denigration of the evil one is everywhere at hand. And it's enough to discourage anybody, except that Jesus reminds us that not only is the tares growing, not only are the weeds growing, but the wheat is also growing, which is the kingdom of God. In short, the kingdom of evil has never been stronger or more evident than it is today, but neither has the kingdom of God. I belong to an African American.
Dr. Tony Campolo, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. We bless you with that on this Good Friday. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show and to download some of our previous interviews, of course, this will be on the website as well for you to share with your family and friends this Easter weekend. Just go to BillMartinezLive.com, download it. It is our gift to you. God bless you. Happy Easter.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan.